Hi, everybody. It's the Tony Gates Show on this Monday, December 13th. And it is cold outside, but the sky is blue and we're warm inside. And we have people in the studio, Dave, that have been around the world. Who have we got?
We have Greg Granger, senior and junior, or is it maybe they have different middle names? But the two gentlemen named Greg Granger, one older, one younger. And the older Greg is the author of Sailing Faith.
Hi, Greg.
Went around the world.
Senior, welcome back.
Thank you.
Last time we chatted with you, we were out at Celebration Cinema, and for whatever reason, there were some time constraints, and it was my interview was cut short. So I said, you know what? We'll have you back before the holidays, because you've written a book talking about the Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home, where you basically just sat and met with your family and said, you know what? Let's just kind of take a leap of faith and sail around the world, right?
That's right, Tony.
And the boat's name was Faith.
The boat's name was Faith.
And you, I just love that, you know, you're not a lifelong sailor.
No, we have a Hobie Cat on Gun Lake. That was our experience before we did leave.
I love that. So I thought, well, let's just bring these guys in and they can talk about the book before Christmas, because I think this is a wonderful stocking stuffer,
yeah.
A great gift idea. And I would imagine you would walk up a little help in selling your book, correct?
Well, by all means.
By all means.
Love help.
And we have young Greg, who's got the day off today because of the weather. He's in the, how old are you, sir?
I'm 12.
Young man, 12 years old. And you go to school where?
Middleville, Michigan.
Middleville, Michigan. Now, when you sailed around the world, did you go anyplace cold?
Well, it wasn't nearly as cold as here, but in the Med it was kind of cold.
In the Mediterranean.
Yeah, Mediterranean.
Yeah, see, now I haven't sailed around the world, so I'm not hip to the language. Do you remember when Dad, you know, gathered the family and said, hey, let's have a family meeting, and he threw this idea out there?
Yeah, I was 5, and I was just about to start, like, first grade, and I was really excited because a new experience. And
but at 5, you have no concept of how big the world is. I mean, you have no concept of how big the block is. You've got your front yard, your backyard. Thank you very much. Now, how many brothers and sisters?
I have 2 sisters.
And they're older?
Yeah, they're both at Calvin College right now.
Calvin College. Mm-hmm. So how old were they? You were 5. How old were they?
Yeah, one was 12 and one was 18.
Were they as excited too? Or I mean, it's a little harder to leave your friends.
Yeah, they were kind of disappointed because they had to leave their friends, but also they were excited for, like, a new adventure.
Nobody thought Dad was nuts, a little crazy, a little like, are you kidding me, really?
Well, my mom.
So, I mean...
What an eye-opener, though, for a kid at 5 to go see the world and have that part of your young life experience. That had to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It was just great.
Oh, I'm sure it was. All right, well, now Dad, Greg Granger, who wrote Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home, rather, what prompted you to just cast your cares to the wind, literally? I mean, what made you decide to just kind of do this?
I think it was a lot of things. It was frustrations with the world as just the world around us. I wasn't getting ahead. I think the father's dream is to put something together, to build something to be able to give to your kids, and it just wasn't happening for me. And I decided, well, I think I was led by God to do something different for my family, and in this manner we were able to give our kids the world and give ourselves to our kids, and that's basically the what we did.
All right. So that's you and your conversation with God, and you married a woman who loves you, obviously, or she wouldn't have said okay, but she had trepidation, as outlined by young Greg. What was her reaction when you first proposed this idea?
Her first reaction was to take the back of her hand and stroke my forehead
for a fever.
she did that, but within a couple of days, she started believing, as I did, that this is what God had in mind for our lives.
Well, it's one thing to say, okay, let's do this. You know, I've always wanted to do this, but going from a Hobie Cat to how big is Faith? How big is the boat that you did this in?
Faith is 56 feet.
56 feet. I mean, that's literally a leap of faith. Now, so how did you procure the boat?
We got an agent in Holland, Anchorage Yacht Sales.
Tom Holland, Rodenhouse. Michigan, or Holland? See,
Holland,
now with
Michigan.
You, I've got to clarify.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I drove up and down the lakeshore, and I found a guy in Holland. I walked in to his place of business, and I said, I'm looking for a sailboat to take my wife and family sailing around the world.
And I'm sure that happens, 2-3 times a week in Holland? Somebody walks in and...
He started laughing. He said, who sent you in here? He thought somebody had put me up to a big joke. And after I convinced him I was serious, he told me, well, I just sailed around the world. I got back a couple years ago. And And so that's the reason he thought it was a
this
big joke.
This is what you need. Oh, I see, I see. And so he, this is what you need. But there's a serious cost involved. I mean, did you have to sell your house?
We did not have to sell our house. We were very fortunate. My family, my parents are quite generous, and we did cash out of our retirement.
Well, that's
and,
okay.
We had to pull everything we had together to make it happen.
Well, you know what? There's a lot. That movement has kind of got legs these days. Instead of leaving money for the kids after the fact and inheritance taxes and things like that, let's help them now. Or the heck with the kids and let's go on a vacation ourselves.
Right.
We'll sail around the world. How about that? So you got a boat. It's called Faith. Who taught you how to sail it?
Well, the first passage we made, we joined a rally. It was the Caribbean 1500 Rally for Cruisers, and it left Hampton, Virginia for the British Virgin Islands.
And how did the boat get there?
We sailed it.
Okay.
But we did, the organizer of the rally said, look, you don't have much experience. And we knew that already. He said, I think you should hire somebody to go with you. And for the first passage, it was a 9-day passage, we did have a licensed captain on board, and he showed us the ropes as best he could in the 9-day period.
Right, around the world, did you run into any weather in those 9 days?
We did run into weather in those 9 days. It was a tough passage getting down there.
Okay.
It wasn't anything like what we had coming.
Right.
Once we got going, we had a storm in Tahiti and a storm in the Mediterranean that scared the daylights out of us. But with God's help, a lot of these storms, we saw them coming, we'd get together and pray. And God took care of us on all counts.
Oh, yeah, that works when you're out in the middle of, the ocean. Yeah, okay, it's okay. Let's pray. Here comes a typhoon! Sometimes God's got to go, hey, listen,
Hey, listen, you got out here.
Yeah, wait a minute. Maybe you should go to port and, we'll talk there. What was your responsibility? What was your job on Faith, young Greg?
Well, we all had responsibilities, and mine was some of the times I would just take the trash out of the boat and just put it on the back, or maybe drive the boat for a while. Just kind of watch over. We'd have autopilot, so it would sail itself, but I'd sit up there and have a timer, and I'd time myself for 15 minutes, and then every 15 minutes I'd look around and watch for any boats. So that was about it.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. An autopilot, you can't get lazy. You got to every now and then like, oh, hey, look, there's a big freighter that we're headed towards. It might be a good idea to pay attention. Did you get seasick?
Well, on the first 3 or 4 days of each passage, we would kind of get a bit, kind of like, I would get grumpy, my dad would get grumpy, my sisters would sleep.
Well, yeah, you're in confinement as a family together. There's no upstairs, downstairs, go to your room type thing.
So just different symptoms, and then it would just go away and we'd be fine. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. What was your favorite place on this trip? How long did it take, Greg Sr.?
It took 4.5 years.
4.5 years. So there's more than one favorite place. But really,
well, yeah.
But what was one? Give me a top three then.
I liked Australia, Yemen, and Indonesia.
Yemen. Now, the last time we spoke, Greg Sr., you said that Yemen is kind of a misunderstood area because we look at Yemen, there's so many people that think that they're trying to attack us or that they're our enemies. You said so they're some of the most hospitable, wonderful people in the world.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a large part of the reason for writing my book was to present the fact that everyday people, everywhere we were able to see the image of God reflected in their faces. In Yemen, it's no different. Now, there are, we hear
there's
on the news, there are
everywhere.
Bad people. There's enough bad people in Yemen to keep them in the news, but at the same time, we didn't find those people. We just found folks that were trying to put a roof over their families' heads
and value life. That's one of the points you make. They value life.
Yes.
Wow.
And they also value hospitality.
They
were very friendly people.
Yes.
Did people write journals? Obviously, you wrote down notes because you've got a book out of it, but I mean, young Greg, did you read or write while you were on the boat?
Well, I don't want to really say it, but I'm really lazy. So sometimes I would maybe jot down a few things, like today we were in this country and we did this. But I probably did it for a few countries, and then I probably just forgot about it.
I know, but when you do come back to school and they ask you what you did on your summer vacation, 4.5 years,
right?
I mean, come on, it's not, it's like, well, we went to Middleville, and then we went to you went around the world, man. That's so cool.
For 4.5 years, and this is the thing, Greg, I understand what you're saying about giving a gift to your children. My dad talks about, they try and do things give gifts that aren't material, but they try and make memories. And you got 4.5 years of memories as a gift for you and your family. I think that's tremendous.
Yes, it's we're very fortunate in the relationship we have as a family together now. Yesterday we went up to college to pick the girls up. Mm-hmm. We went out to get our Christmas tree. And other than normal brother and sisters elbowing each other in the back seat, we have just a phenomenal family relationship.
That's great.
The book is in paperback. It's called Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home by Greg Granger. And it talks about taking his family on an excursion just up and go around the world. One of the chapters is Less Than Holy in the Holy Lands. What's that about?
That's about our misbehavior among ourselves. As a family, we do end up getting, I mean, all families have crap comes at them one time or another. On a boat, it's nice because you do have to deal with that as it comes up. You can't just run away from it. But we had kind of a low period when we were in Israel. I was coming off a boat with malaria.
Right.
I'd had malaria three weeks to a month earlier than that, and I was just crabby. We'd had a hard time coming up the Red Sea because of that.
But you got through it with faith and people working together and love and guidance by God, as you outline in your book, and that's towards the end. So that's one of the bigger lessons that you learned then. Because that would be, I mean, this is a family, this is a life lesson for everybody. But you, as the father, as the leader of the family, what did you learn the most about yourself? Well, that's a good question. That's a heck of a good question.
Boy, that's kind of a tough one, Tony.
No, I just know. I'm pretty impressed.
You stayed up late last night thinking of that one.
I could be a talk show host. Really, though. I mean, you walk away from this going, wow, that's something I didn't know about myself, and I feel proud as a man, and I've accomplished something in my life, and if I die right now, I'm at peace.
Well, I can't say that would be the case. If I died right now, I'm not sure I would be at peace.
Okay.
But I'd be with God, but,
okay.
I do have that comfort, but... what I learned, some of the lessons I learned about myself weren't that pleasant.
Okay.
We got to Indonesia where people were different. I mean, they're not part of the Western world, and I learned there's areas of prejudice and racism in myself that we had to deal with as a family. I wasn't alone in that.
Well, see, there's a lot of people, I'm not prejudiced, and they have no idea until it's presented. I mean,
that's
to
correct.
Face.
That's correct. And we just had to work through it. It wasn't the host's fault. By any means, that was just something we brought with us.
Do you talk about that in your book?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I talk. There's a chapter called Prejudice.
Well, it's not that. I mean, it's like it looks to me. It's like 245 pages, and it's called Sailing Faith: The Long Way Home. Dave.
Well, it looks to it seems like this is the kind of adventure that could either bring a family closer together or it could really fracture it. And it looks like you came out on the other side closer than not.
Yes, we did. Okay. We did. It's all been positive, and if I had it to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing.
Now, did you sell the boat?
No, we still have the boat. It's in Virginia.
Okay.
It's a dry dock.
Okay.
I'm not sure why we have it, except we've talked about selling it, and the kids, this is a huge part of their life, and they say, Dad, don't do it.
Wow. Well, then you mow some lawns and help pay for the dry dock. Let's go. Come on. Take in some laundry.
Oh, there's a thought.
Yeah. Two kids and Calvin. Yeah. Okay. Well, good for you guys. Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home. It's a wonderful book. It's written by Greg Granger. I like the fact that you've got color pictures inserted in the middle. You talk about the different boats. You talk about On Passage. There's Faith, the friends. I mean, it's really a nice insert that it adds a lot to the book in terms of all the pictures are in the middle and the Mediterranean Sea and the homecoming and, pictures of Turkey and Greece. It's just spectacular. So it's really nice in terms of a paperback.
Yeah.
And this should be a wonderful gift for Christmas. So support our first-time author, right?
That's right. First-time author.
The idea wasn't to, I'm going to do this, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to make money. The idea is I'm going to do this, and then I want to share what I've learned with the rest of the people as part of God's calling.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. That was the book was an afterthought.
All right.
Now, a lot of sailors today, the young kids, they have a marketing machine going before they leave the dock. And... boy, I wish I'd had that. If I'd had that kind of foresight.
Well, now, where can people get this?
People can get that at my website. That's faithofholland.com.
Okay.
Or at Schuler's Books. We've got it at all the Schuler's Books right now and the Calvin Campus Store.
And you know what? Tom Rademacher wrote a beautiful on the back. It says, Greg Granger's book doesn't merely launch you out to sea. This gifted author spirits you off into largely uncharted isles of the human psychic, eschewing comfort zones and taking risks the rest of us only perform from our armchairs. In the process, he and his family embrace a fascinating planet, one port and one person at a time. Sailing faith the long way home will have you reconsidering how you spend today, tomorrow, what precious moments each of us have left for chasing dreams. Tom Rademacher, who is a featured guest every Thursday, because I describe him as spreading sunshine. Tom Rademacher is a good soul. And he had to throw in there eschewing, because I got to look that up now. Thanks a lot, Tom.
I had to look that up, too.
Yeah, from one author to another. Now you're an author. I like that. Well, young man, enjoy your snow day. Thanks a lot for coming in with Dad. We really appreciate that. And yeah. The book, again, is called Sailing Faith, The Long Way Home. And it's available at Schuller Books, or the website is...
faithofholland.com.
It's fascinating. It's a fascinating story, and I admire you, and I don't know. I don't think I could do that. Do you think you could do that, Dave? I think I'd be afraid to do that.
Fear would be a big part of my journey there. Yeah.
Cast away your worldly possessions, put yeah. your family literally in harm's way, but for the love of God and faith, and say, okay, I think I think it's the right thing to do, and I think we're coming back. Because you don't go there thinking, well, we're never going to come back, but that's a possibility. There must have been a time or two that you thought, uh-oh. Maybe God's got a different plan.
We did think that at times. It was very brief, but there were times when, yeah.
When you were throwing up overboard in 20, 30-foot seas?
That's right. It's uncomfortable moments.
I'm sure. All right. Thank you so very much for coming back. Greg Granger, a wonderful gift opportunity. I'm Tony Gates, and if you need information, you can find it on our show, because we put stuff like this up. Producer Jeff, put the website, if you would please, Greg Granger's website up, and where they can find this wonderful book, and that will be at WJRWAM.com. I'm Tony Gates, News Talk 1340 WJRW.